Tonight, Barb is ready to take Janelle back to court. Devon and Brianna have a cute little moment. And Adam is just randomly popping up again. We have a lot to talk about, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I know the song now. I was like, what is it?
I've never heard it.
I get it now. What's up, guys? It is so good to see you all again for the Teen Mom 2. Is this technically the season finale?
Yeah.
Season finale.
Okay, not the reunion, but that's the reunion.
Yeah. So we're back. Season finale of Teen Mom. Oh, my gosh. We have so much to talk about tonight. Brianna and her surgery and her mom and her and Devon having a cute moment. And Javi being Javi, and we have Leah and Allie going through their stuff. There's just so much to talk about, and we have our gold star moment of the week, as always. But before we get into all of that, I want to introduce my lovely panelists. What's up, girl?
Hey, guys. Brianna here, and I'm so happy to have her back in this seat now for me this week.
And I am Mackenzie Fain, and I'm glad, too, because we just met.
Yes, we did. I'm very excited.
Hey, everyone. I'm Heather Geisler. Also very excited to be here.
And I forgot to say my name earlier, but it's Drew, in case you don't know. But let's get into tonight's episode. What were y'all's initial thoughts of all that happened?
Oh, my God. There was so many emotions for tonight's episode. Like, I was getting sassy at some points, being like, mm-hmm. I was crying at points. I was frustrated at points. Yeah, it was emotional. It was a very emotional, bumpy episode.
I was in tears at one part, so I do want to talk about that when we get to it, but I just am so furious when it comes to Brianna's mom. It makes me so aggravated. So aggravation is probably the best word to use.
I felt like last week was so, like, very, very stressful, so this week definitely felt more of, like, calm waters, even though it necessarily wasn't, but it felt like a good wrap up for the season. So
I agree. This episode picks up with where we left off last week with Janelle.
Yes, I roll.
Janelle. Hi.
Hi.
So we see her, like, kind of just get off with the cop. Like, he just lets her go, which, what a life to have. But anyway, so she takes Jace back to Barb, mm-hmm. and she lies, basically.
I could not believe that.
Yeah. Scolding him, saying, yeah. No, I didn't take it out, Jace. I didn't take my gun out. And he's like, okay, like, do I lie? Do I tell the truth?
Right.
What am I supposed to do?
It's so sad for him. It's, like, exactly what Chelsea is trying to not teach Aubrey. And Janelle's teaching Jace.
I just don't get it. You're on camera. You can't lie when you're on camera.
Right.
Like, this isn't a non-filming portion of the show.
Yeah.
We saw you grab your gun. Yeah, they went to black after that, but you grabbed your gun. You can't point blank say, mm-hmm. no, I didn't.
And you know what's really confusing to Jace is Janelle tries so hard to make a point of, guns are good, Jace. I'm part of this good gun group, and just all these different things. And then he says in the moment to Meme, he says, yeah, Meme, she had her gun. She pulled out her gun on the guy, because they're talking about how he damaged the car. So he thought in his little brain that it was a good thing, and she was protecting us, and she had this gun. And now for Janelle to be like, no, it's so confusing for the poor kid. Yeah. It's like, is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. Now I have to lie about it? What?
Also, that whole comment she made to her mom, and her mom's like, you don't do that with, like, your son in the car. And, like, she's like, I'm always protected. Oh, I'm right. always. I'm like, okay, even if you have a gun, that doesn't dictate what's going to happen. There's been places with two people that have a gun on each side, and someone ends up not okay. That doesn't mean you're going to be the person that ends up okay in this situation.
Yeah, literally everybody said, why did you follow the guy? Even Nathan. Everybody.
Even David.
David, Nathan, everyone.
Whatsoever. But we've been saying from the get-go that Janelle is so delusional that she will lie. She will say the sky is red, and we will all be staring at the sky, and it'll be very clearly blue, but she will convince herself that it's red. Yeah.
And, like, this is just a perfect example, but it's really dangerous because she has children, like, small children.
And one of the biggest things, too, it's just bizarre to me that she says the biggest problem and why she followed the guy was because Jace almost hit his head on the dashboard. I'm sorry, why is your 8-year-old in the front seat to begin with? What are you thinking?
Also, to get your son... Because he put your son in danger, you're then going to put your son in more danger.
Yeah, more that makes danger. So much sense. As a mother, as a parent, I'm not even a mother, and I'm just flabbergasted. I don't even know what other words to use. I don't...
Also, I don't know if you all have been in car accidents, but I have, and I've been in the front seat. And I'm just trying to figure out how Jace is like, what, 75 pounds soaking wet? Little boy could possibly hit his head on the dashboard from all the way back here if he's wearing a seatbelt and he's not even in the car, didn't get hit that hard.
Well, besides the fact that he's not even supposed to, one, be in the front seat, two, he has to be, we saw in Barb's car, he was in a car seat. We had this discussion last week, we didn't know, but it's state law. He has to be in a car seat at his age and in the back seat.
Although I have seen him in Babs's front seat before, without a car seat.
But also, Janelle has made this car, I almost said car accident, but this like whole car thing.
We're brainwashed now.
More than what it actually was, because she didn't swerve off into the grass. Like, yeah, she had to slam on her brakes, but it didn't look like he went into, like he wasn't close to that. I feel like she's really exasperated.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's what we said last week. She would have been, at least in the right. Had she not followed the guy and just been pissed off at him, she was in the right. He cut her off. He slammed on his brakes. He could have caused an accident. He was completely in the wrong, but then you had to take it that step further, totally, and now you're no longer in the right at all.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So now Barb has decided she's going to take Janelle back to court. She's let Nathan in on it, Nathan, this is how you know Janelle and David are bad, because you agree with Nathan. And it's like, why make me agree with someone who also is a tool?
Yeah.
Like, that has to show that you're clearly wrong. But they decided they're going to go to court. And so they're supposed to be meeting up, and Janelle shows up, and David is with her. And so they have to instantly stop filming. Can we talk about her offers from other networks? Yeah.
Netflix and Amazon are just banging down her door to get her on. They need her. Okay, Janelle.
Her storyline isn't interesting. Like, it's just uncomfortable and...
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Her storyline is not interesting. She just gets caught in these crazy, bizarre webs that you're just kind of like, what is going on? And then that's what's interesting. And she doesn't stop. It's like you think you'd learn, but she doesn't.
So what was the special that she was filming with them?
She was filming a special for them to air. I believe it aired. It may not have even aired yet, but I'm not 100% sure. It's just because they can't
film her. A part of the season?
No, it wasn't part of the season. It'll be like an in-between episode. Usually they do those. They will have like, follow this person's life, or will ask you questions and you respond to them. So it's probably something along those lines. Yeah. All because they can't film with David around. And she's like, well, next season he's going to be filmed, or I'm not going to be on it, which we already see.
Yeah.
Because
she hasn't still not?
As far as I can tell, she has not signed her contract. I haven't heard anything counter as she, as far as anyone knows at this point, is saying she will not sign unless they agree to let David be filmed, or at the very least,
him be there
while they film. Mm. But the crew feels uncomfortable with him around.
Heck yes.
Here's the thing, though. Because I work in casting, there are so many... Even if she's out of a certain contract, there's still so many other, like, bylines in said contracts where she can't necessarily go work with other companies for X amount of years.
Or she can't do the same kind of story
exactly.
as she does with Teen Mom on a different platform.
Believe me, then nobody's going to want to.
Yeah, and it's MTV, so you know that they've checked, they've dotted all their I's and crossed all their T's. They know what they're doing.
Yep.
She has no chance of going anywhere else. And Netflix and Amazon, there's no...
there's not a reality TV platform besides competition shows on either of those. So there is no platform for her. And I don't think they're going to revamp reality TV with Janelle from Teen Mom.
If they were going to do a reality show, she is not the person that they were going to do it with.
Yeah, they'd probably do it with Macy on Teen Mom OG or somebody. Like, so that cute. I could totally see.
Lindsay Lohan just got a reality show, I heard.
Oh, really?
But she didn't want to do...
I think with MTV. So.
Yeah. She didn't want to do the Tyra... What's it called?
Life Size 2. Yeah. That hurts, Lindsay. That hurts real bad.
Yeah, it does. But back to this show. Yeah.
But basically all we're saying, Janelle, stop lying. You don't got other offers.
Yeah, girl.
If you don't want to be on the show, that's fine. We don't want you here anyway. It's cool.
Like, and she's like creepily attached to David. He's my security blanket.
Yeah,
like,
that's not good, right?
That's embarrassing.
Well, it shows her insecurities, too. If you can't even go to another part of your own state without your husband being present with you, that's an issue.
Yeah, that's a really bad issue.
Yeah, it seems like a big, like, control thing, you know?
Oof. So I think we all agree, just axe it. She's done.
Yeah. Yes.
We're done. Cut. We're over it.
As what Roxanne would say, you cut. Or who said, somebody said that to someone last week or something.
I don't know. We have four other girls, though. We don't really need Janelle.
There's a lot going on without her. Something that's a little bit more realistically scary and not cool is the whole situation going on with Allie. Mm-hmm. Her school is dropping her aid, but they find out that that's not actually going to be till the following year. So they go to the hospital to do a bunch of tests and see what is going on there. How did you guys feel during this?
I was like heartbroken. I was crying.
Yeah.
I had to like take a second before I could like fast forward through the commercials to get the next segment because I can't even imagine what it must be like to be a mother in that situation. Mm-hmm. As I said last week, I have a sister with disability, so I can only view it as a sister, and that's devastating as a sister. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine how much more heightened it is for Leah as a mom.
Yeah.
To have to be going through that, to have your daughter, her lungs not be working to the point where they should be, to them be failing.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was really sad and cute and just awesome of Leah to, when she said to the crew, she said, I want her to think it's cool, but it's not cool that she needs to have this breathing machine. Mm-hmm. And it was so cute. She gets in the car and she said, isn't that such a cute, cool breathing machine that you get to take home? And Allie was like, yeah, it's like a robot. I've never seen a robot in real life before. Yeah. Now I can. Like, mm-hmm. It was really sad. Yeah. But it was cool. I mean, she's doing what she needs to do. I mean, she's falling into this role, this motherly role as, you know, with all the medical stuff going on perfectly. She's doing a really good job.
Yeah, she puts on a brave face and mm-hmm. she explains it well to Leah. And she's not, like, coy about it. You know, she tells her, like, you were low on your breathing test, you know. She doesn't try and make up an excuse or something, you know. Doesn't sugarcoat it, I guess. So, but it's scary for both of them. It's so sad. And everybody.
Yeah, I definitely like watching Leah more so than some of the other moms because I think, like, her problems are, I mean, they all have problems in their own way, but this is, like, something real.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is, like, life or death type situations. And I think when we've seen Leah in the past with her struggles and stuff, you kind of almost sympathize with her because you're like, I can't even imagine, one, having a child with disabilities, two, being that young and having a child with disabilities. And for her to just be so tough and, like, really want to put on for her daughter is really sweet, and shocking
that she has to have that for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's gosh, I mean, that's yeah. with this disease that there's no cure, there's no getting better. It's just gonna keep getting worse, and there's just finding ways mm-hmm. to help her as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most like heartbreaking thing.
Yeah,
like she said, it was it last week when she said just watching your child like deteriorate before your mm-hmm. eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this particular type is super rare, and it normally only appears in adults, which is, like, insanely scary. And mm-hmm. I can kind of relate to that because, like, I have adolescent Parkinson's, which most people have Parkinson's are, like, hella old. And so when it comes in younger people, they're like, we don't really know what to do with it. And so there's not a lot of, like, science behind it. So I get mine's not nearly as bad as hers whatsoever, but I feel for her, like, not knowing mm-hmm. what to expect because there's not a lot of cases.
I mean,
did you grow up that way with that since you were young? Like,
no, I didn't get diagnosed until a couple of years ago, but I think I had a lot of the symptoms for a hot minute, but it didn't get really bad until I was, like, in college.
Mm-hmm. But even with that, like, even speaking to what you said before about her strength and you, it just shows so much that she doesn't even know what comes next, that she has to pretend like everything's okay, even though she has mm-hmm. no clue what could potentially happen mm-hmm. because it's so rare of a disease to have, and especially in someone so young.
Would you, with your experiences, have any advice for Leah as far as having a daughter so young? Like, what would you explain to your kid?
I think she does a great job. I like that she is trying to make sure that Allie understands it, and like, because I think it doesn't help your kid not knowing what's going on with their own mm-hmm. body. Mm-hmm. So I like that she tries to break it down for her and she tries to get her to understand. But she also, at the same time, keeps it really positive. I feel like mind over matter is a huge thing, and like, if you can manifest good energy, I feel like it displays in your body a mm-hmm. lot. Like, definitely. I'm very positive about it, and I haven't had an outbreak in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that it's not that simple, but I do think that there's something to it, and I do think mm-hmm. that helps. So I think she's doing a great job.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. More power to you, Leah.
We love Leah. Someone else we really love, it's our girl Chelsea. Honestly, Netflix, give Chelsea a show.
I would
so watch
See,
that.
The thing is, I would love to see more fun with Chelsea and going out with Watson and going out with Aubrey and Cole and the fun life. They need like a real reality show where you can see the
just
fun.
Just follows their love. Like, even that little bit where she's on the carpet with him and she's like, Mama.
It's like, I just want to be in your living room for so long. They're so fun and cute.
Yeah. They are the cutest. And I like... The only bummer about this show is, like, if they're doing really well, we don't get to see them a lot on our TV.
I know.
And Chelsea does great, so we don't get to see their cute family that often compared to the others. But we did get to see them quite a bit tonight because Aubrey goes to her grandparents, and who shows up?
Bum, bum, bum.
Adam. How did you guys feel about how she handled this whole situation?
I think, for the most part, she handled it well. You know, I think you can't avoid his mom, if she comes to your house. That part was the only part I think maybe was a little bit, you know, answer the door. If she gets out of hand, you can close the door on her. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, once they explained, we called her afterwards and she was apologetic about it, then it kind of all came together. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she handled it the right way. Just let your lawyer take care of most of it.
Yeah, it seems like she's learned from the past. She said nothing gets done if I speak to them directly. So, yeah, she did perfect.
I kind of had a different view on it just because I think that Adam's mom wasn't really sorry. I think she's sorry she got caught. And I think she's never felt sorry. And I don't buy it. And I think that Chelsea should cut all ties. I totally would. You knew. There's no way she didn't know that Adam wasn't supposed to be there. There's no way as an older woman that you don't understand the circumstances.
But I don't think that I think that she's understanding. I don't think that she for one second thinks that she didn't know.
Oh, okay.
I think that she just wants to do the best for Aubrey, and she knows that Aubrey would be really upset to not have these people in her life. But so she's trying to figure out a way to make it work.
So then why doesn't she have them come to her house and hang out for the day? But clearly they can't make parental decisions when parents aren't there, which the courts have in order.
Also, Adam, how dumb are you that you're going to Snapchat a photo when you know you're not supposed to be with your daughter?
That's the point. I'm thinking she's not going to stop him from coming. There's no way that his mom's going to say, no, we have your kid and you can't come see her. No, you know, he could cry and beg and she's going to be like, okay, fine, honey, just come. Just don't take any more pictures.
Yeah, but she's doing it the right way with the legal system because now she has it in writing. Now she has the acknowledgement from the mother that she understands this. So if it happens again, then she goes to court and she has a solid case. Mm-hmm. Now there's no way the mom can say a second time, I didn't know.
Yeah, I just think it's so gross on Donna's behalf to do that just because, I mean, we saw Aubrey thought that they were going to get arrested because they broke the rule or whatever. And I just think, like, when you have kids involved, you just stop being selfish. It's not about you. At the end of the day, this is about Aubrey, and you're making this about you and what you want and what's going to make you comfortable. And this has nothing to do with Aubrey's well-being because if it did, Adam wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, cut it out, stop being children, and actually pay attention to the child at hand.
Yeah, because then she says, like, oh, but Aubrey was fine because there was a lot of other relatives, and, like, you know,
it's
tries
not
to, like,
question
it. It's not the point.
because that's not what happened, because her kid right. came home and said that she felt weird about the situation. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you felt okay yep. with it because there were other people, not Aubrey.
Yeah.
Because her mom was telling her one thing and then you were doing the opposite. It's just, it's the same thing with Jace. It's playing with their little tiny minds, and it's so not right.
And but it's also like, I'm not surprised by it either, though. If Adam, you know, turned out the way he did, not saying it's all his parents' fault, oh, but that's a I'm good just point. Saying they yeah. never held him accountable for any of his actions. So why are we supposed to think that they would not mm. side with him now?
That's true.
Yeah. This is a man who, on 16 pregnant, like, told Chelsea to get a paternity test and that he didn't want anything to do with his daughter.
Whew, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Jeez, not surprised.
We remember, Adam. We remember. Two parents that are doing a pretty good job of co-parenting are Joe and Kaylin. I wanted to ask you guys what you all thought about her reasoning why she doesn't like the 50-50 thing, because she said no parent would want to have to split their kids 50-50.
I think that's false. I think that if I know parents that are divorced and they are happy to split their kids 50-50 if they want what's best for their kid.
Yeah. I think it's weird to for you to use that rational, like, to rationalize that, but then, like, not consider that maybe Joe also wants his kid 50%. Mm-hmm. It's not like Joe's been a deadbeat dad or anything.
No. Well, I think that she just feels, why would any mother want to give up any of their custody?
Yeah.
Not that she doesn't want to give it to Joe, but she's just saying, in a happy world, would I love to have had him full-time and had his dad with him. Not that she wants Joe, but do you get yeah. what I'm saying? So yeah. I think, because if I put myself in her shoes, I would be so upset to sign. And just the fact of signing those papers, it's probably really hard. And but she knows it's best, and that's why she did it with no problem. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I mentioned this last week, but it's just Kale's delivery. It's just yeah. so strong. Yeah, that's strong. It.
Okay. It's not really what
I love you. I love you so delivery. Much.
Like, it's not what she says. It's how she says yeah. it. Yeah, no, right. You're completely right. She is not the most tactful in explaining right. herself or
exactly.
coming about and things
like or even way. When she's not saying anything, like when Javi was saying, thank you. I don't say thank you enough, and she's just stone yeah, but, cold silent.
Yeah, but his thing's so fake anyway.
Yeah, yeah, everything Kaylin says to me, I feel like she's going to instantly punch a hole in the wall right after.
Yes!
It doesn't matter what it's about. She'd be like, I love you! Ah! Like, your girlfriend's stupid! Ah! Like, it doesn't matter. It's the same tone. And I'm like, why are you so aggressive?
Yeah, I wonder if she exudes that in person.
Oh,
like,
I'm
if
sure.
That,
oh,
I'm
sure.
That energy, like, oh, I'd be
I'm sure she's one of those people
her.
That when you get to know her, you can get past that point uh-huh. of her, but that's the level she puts up for most people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to really work to get past that.
Yeah, it's yeah. very, my way is right, your way is wrong. Accept it because that's just how it is. And it's a lot to take in. But,
it's going to be interesting, though, because, I mean, they alluded in the preview that this whole episode would be a lot about Joe and taking Isaac places, and then we saw him for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And knowing that Isaac and Joe and Vian aren't going to be on next season.
They're not?
No, they said that they're not going to film Isaac anymore.
Oh, because of the reunion?
Because he's getting older.
And because
older.
He's getting older and he can understand things better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's kind of sad.
So, yeah. So, Isaac won't be filmed. But, and V already said she won't be filmed. And we assume...
V's not even filmed.
No, she's not. Yeah. She's barely filmed now. But assuming that Isaac's not filmed, I think we'll see very little of Joe then, too.
Yeah.
Even less
yeah.
than we see now.
Yeah.
I love the occasional Joe talks.
I
like,
do.
He's so good. He's so funny. He's just such a sensitive guy.
It's so 180 from when 16 and Pregnant happened because, or the first even
yeah.
season of Teen Mom. He's come so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has. But Javi coming to Bree, I mean, oh, what are your thoughts?
I'll come to Kale after going. Mm-hmm.
Well, going to Bree, yes, coming back. To Kale after Bree.
First of all, the Javi and Kaylin's relationship is so weird to me because it's so, like, she's so dominant and he's so submissive and she's so much taller than him and he's so short. And it's just, like, it's so funny for me to watch. And, like, she almost growled at him, like, when he's like, thank you. And she's like, mm-hmm. Like, she just looks very aggressive.
What'd you bring me?
What'd you bring me? And he's so happy. And he just loves being there.
I was just watching her face as he said the line. Her mom thought I was just there for the fame and the cameras because Kale has said that exact same line about him. So I was just like,
Yeah.
What's she going to do?
Yeah.
What's her face going to do?
I'm going to stick with my feelings about this. I just don't... I think it's some of it, but I don't think that it's all of it. He is such a sensitive, like, guy. He just, like, loves so hard, I feel like. And Kale was like, wait, she really said that? Like, she didn't believe it. So I think they say it when they're mad to, like... Because it's only... I don't know. I don't fully think that that's why he's...
I think it goes hand in hand. Like, I think he is, like, a military dude, and, like, there is the stereotype that they, like, fall hard and fast, so I get that. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that he does. I'm like, you do this for the cameras. Like, for instance, he only has certain conversations on camera.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
he refuses to have, like, the ones where he, like... The one, what did he go and talk to Kaylin about? Where
about
they, like,
Brianna, him breaking up with Brianna.
Yeah, like he had to have that off the camera. He's very, like, diabolical with how he does everything. And so when Bree's mom called him out, I was like, I mean,
I don't know. I think he really did care about her. Oh, I think for sure. He got really caught up in it. And I think he was embarrassed because Kale told him she's not good. She's just sloppy. She's trashy.
But I think you can have it both ways. I think that he can care for her, but then still manipulate situations so that he's on camera to look like a good guy.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Yeah. For sure.
So, Brianna, since we're kind of on her, she's going through a lot of different things. She's dealing with a lot of different baby daddies and boyfriends all at once. She's mad at her mom because of her mom telling off Javi. How do you guys feel about
her? She wasn't mad at her mom for telling him off. She was mad at her mom for showing up.
Yeah.
Because she had no... And I said that last week on the show. Yeah. She said exactly what I said, which was, that is not the right time or place to decide because that you know your daughter has this boy there that you don't like, that you're going to show up in Florida the day of her surgery to tell him off. Like, your daughter's a grown woman. Like, she has to make those decisions.
And her mom forces it. Yeah. She's like, don't tell me what to do. Right. Don't tell me what to do. And Bree's just like, I'm not. You need to just leave it alone. And she did that they had a dinner. And remember, Roxanne got all up, mad, put her scarf on. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving. Yeah. And Bree's like, you're being so extra.
Yeah. But to play devil's advocate, because we've talked about this on Teen Mom Young and Pregnant with some of the girls who live with their moms. If your mom is that heavily involved in your children's life, in your life, and she's helping out that much, I feel like, not that she has a right to, like, do what she did, but she does have a right to have an opinion on who you're bringing up into the house and who you're, like, you know, not bringing up into the house or whatever, because, like, she's kind of partially responsible for your kids.
I mean, be a mom and be supportive and say, mm-hmm, honey, I don't want you to get hurt in these things. But she's like, no, pretty much shut your mouth. I'm right. Like, that is not what you should be portraying.
Also, not handling it right. It's not that Javi wasn't at the house. They weren't even getting back together. Brianna told her mom on the phone, I'm not even thinking about getting back together. He's just here helping me out. And then you took it upon yourself to drive, not just you, but Brittany, Devon, and the two kids to Miami to go tell this boy off and to yell at your daughter while she's...
And who's trying to play up for the cameras? I'm sorry. That just hit me that she's ridiculous. You had to drive there right then. You couldn't be an adult and text Javi, call Javi if you needed to speak to him. Mm-hmm. Be an adult. You're the one who had to drive there because you knew the cameras were there, too, and you just wanted to get on.
Yeah, we actually have a live chatter, Brooke Yu. Thanks for joining us. And she says that her mom just tries to fight all her battles.
She does.
I mean, the smartest thing Brianna could do is move out of the house, of not be around her mom and her sister all the time. Still have them in your life. Like, obviously, you're a close family. Yeah. But, you know, create some distance, create some space, because they're too close.
I agree. And I don't agree with how her mom handled things at all. But I do think when you've given people this space to comment on your life so much, because she does, she always asks for her mom's opinion. She's always asking her mom what she should do. And, like, if you keep giving her this, like, state of mind where she thinks she can walk in and do whatever, she's gonna walk in and do whatever. So it's like, it's annoying, and I don't agree with how she handled it at all, but you did kind of set yourself up for that because you've let her come in and handle situations for you so many times that this is just a normal thing to her. But
too close for comfort.
What about Devon? What do you guys think?
I have mixed feelings on that, but I want to hear what do you think, Brie? Because you're, like, smirking.
I kind of was just on the side of her ex that was sitting there. He's like, look, you have every right to not trust Devon and not want him there, but if he's going to show up for Nova, you know, and you want him to be in Nova's life, you have to give him those chances. Oh, and you're not there, so why are you throwing such a hissy fit about him being there when you're not even having to be there with him?
That's what my thought was. And then I said last week how great Devon, and I just gave my star to Devon because he was being such a good dad. And I know somebody said he should be a dad. Why would you commend him for that? But he's had to grow up as well. And I wasn't just commending him for being a dad. He's really stepping up for Stella, too, who doesn't have a dad. So he 100% should be getting a pat on the back for that.
Which was one of the sweetest moments
it was.
Of the episode when he's talking about Stella and Nova. And
that is where I cried.
The biggest thing for me is you can't complain about someone being a deadbeat dad, and then if they try to be in the life, complain about them trying to be in the life.
Yeah, I think that's really where it comes down to it. Like, it isn't annoying that she invited your ex to stay with them without asking you. Yes. But it's not like it's just some random. It's Nova's dad. And it's not like he wasn't doing it. Like, he really did step up to the plate and act like a dad.
And this is where I think that where you were coming from, where Bree is living with the mom and the sister, and so they have a lot of say. This is where I think that Bree didn't have a choice. Bree is leaving, so they need help.
Mm-hmm.
They
need to fill in.
It's the mom's house. It's
her
she
dad.
Needs help with Nova. Her dad's willing. What I didn't know was that Devon needed to stay there. I thought he came to help out and to be a good guy. And it's fine. I don't really think anything less of him. But I didn't know that he needed it.
Yeah, because, like, what I have to remind, like, because people want to drag, you know, the dads or whatever for however they choose to live their lives. But what I have to keep reminding myself of is they're not that old. Like, they're how old? What, like
20? Well, Devon and them, they're younger than the other ones on the show. So I think
they're like
23, 24.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's crazy.
I think of what I was like at 23 and I'm like, I get it. Like, me with a kid at that age would have not
me been. With a kid at this age, I can't even picture. So
facts. Big moves. So it's like, I really commend him for stepping up, even if it is to have a roof over his head. He could easily just do the bare minimum and get by and be able to stay there, but he's not. He's really stepping up to the plate, and so I'm glad that
I love that little moment when she forgets, Nova forgets her homework, and then he calls her over, and she's very attitude-y, and he's like, why are you mad? Why are you mad at me when you're the one that forgot your homework? I was like, oh, that was such a nice little dad moment.
And it got even better because I thought it was funny and cute, and then you really see him being an actual father when he says, I'm not punishing you. I know you're smarter than this, and I want you to get better. It was just so sweet. I was like,
very genuine.
Although seeing Nova's face, facial expressions, and the attitude she got, and I've said this about a couple of Leah's kids too. I was like, oh, her teenage years. You guys be prepared for that.
Does Nova not look like a spitting image of her dad though? She's, it's so crazy.
I think she looks like both of them.
You do? Oh, I can just see Devon. It's so funny.
Goodness gracious. But I like that they had the conversation at the end where Brianna said that he could stay.
I thought she was using her kid's underwear to wipe.
Yeah, that really, I was like, this is such a cute moment.
That's a mom moment.
It really was such a mom moment.
Yeah.
But it was really sweet. And I think I like seeing moments like that because I feel like that's growth. That's a lot of growth for Brianna. That's a lot of growth for Devon. So I hope
it also shows the difference between her and her mom, because her mom couldn't hear her telling her, you shouldn't have done this. And then when her ex told her, if he wants to be there, you need to let him be there. Mm-hmm. And her kind of stepping up and, like, listening to what somebody else said and readjusting her mind about it, that shows, I think that that's a good lesson for her. It's like, look what your mom is doing that's making you mad, and don't be that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When he said that it's cool to see Stella grow up because he missed so much stuff with Nova.
I was in tears.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. That's got me even more than the Allie thing, surprisingly, for some reason. I was just so taken aback by that. It was so sweet.
Speaking of sweet moments, it is my favorite part of the show where we get into our gold star moment of the week.
I feel like I need to be on my tippy toes for that.
Who would like to go first with their gold star moment of the week?
I can go first because it kind of ties into what we were just talking about. My gold star totally goes to Devon. I loved the moments with the whole missing the homework and, like, the reluctant fist bump. And then, of course, their talk and him talking about Stella and Nova. And I've really, I've enjoyed seeing his, you know, transition into fatherhood.
Yep. I think I'm going to give mine to Cole. Because I thought he was so sweet. I love how he's becoming more of a voice on the show. And he just gets so heated and upset when it comes to Aubrey. And I think that's really sweet.
He is hot when he gets upset.
He is hot.
He's hot all the time.
He swears a lot.
I'm like, ooh.
Did you guys notice that?
Yeah.
I didn't expect
that. I like that he, like, stops himself with the kids around, though, and, like, says, why does he do that stuff?
Yeah.
So cute, Brie.
I'm giving mine to Leah just for her stepping up and being so strong and changing, you know, her kid's mind about the things that are happening to her and trying to make it more of a positive. I think that is such an amazing thing. So she gets my gold star.
Yeah. Y'all really took the top three gold stars for me. you know what? I'm going to give mine to Joe because I really like that he... I mean, I already think he's a great dad, but I really like that he's trying to just keep the peace and step up to the plate and do the activities with Isaac. And I thought it was super cute watching him kind of space out while he was doing jiu-jitsu. So I...
How all of our parents have felt going to our practices at one point or another.
Literally, shout out to my parents for being at all of that stuff.
My parents were, like, on the field yelling and screaming. Like, they were so yeah, into it.
My mom got in arguments with refs. It was...
Oh, my mom did, too.
Hardcore. But before... Do we have news and gossip today?
I do.
Okay, so before we hop into news and gossip and predictions... You've got something to tell the people, don't you?
Of course I do. So After Buzzers listening, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no better network that works harder to serve television fans than us. So we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. More would be better. But by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you worry about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air personally. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you.
Yay. Yes. And real quick, can I say there's another gold star moment from one of our live chatters, Brooke Yu. She gives it to Allie for how brave and strong she was during her doctor visit.
That's a really good one.
That's a super good one. Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so...
Ooh, he looks rough.
He does look... Sorry, I didn't have time to pull photos, but Ryan Edwards from Teen Mom OG has been arrested yet again.
She... And Mackenzie just got back on Instagram. She just became relevant again on there.
Details are not out yet about why he was arrested. We're assuming it has something to do with the heroin and everything that he's been arrested for in the previous... times, but he has been denied bail.
Ooh,
so it is pretty serious.
Wow.
Yeah, that's real bad.
And it comes just days after he and wife Mackenzie were announced that they had been fired from Teen Mom OG, because we had talked last one about Bristol Palin being the new Teen Mom, and that came from Macy not wanting Mackenzie and Ryan to film so that her son doesn't see this stuff happening to his dad. So, because of that, I guess MTV pulled them from the shooting schedule.
Yikes.
And so they are fired from Teen Mom OG.
Still upset about the Bristol Palin thing.
yeah. They said, we're not returning to Teen Mom this season. That's what Mackenzie told E! News. The network told us they don't want to show Ryan as a recovering addict. But yeah, so he's back in jail. They are not going to be on next season of Teen Mom OG. They are stopping filming their stories. I'm sorry, I meant to print this out for myself so I didn't have to like flip through my little photos I take. But
don't think they could film in jail anyways.
Well,
right?
Mackenzie's gonna be having her baby soon.
Well, Mackenzie, they would have filmed. Part of it is that Macy does not believe that Ryan is sober, which I'm kind of with her.
He refuses to take a drug test. But Mackenzie's gonna be having her baby soon.
She is gonna be having her baby very soon. Ryan and Mackenzie can say whatever they want about MTV not wanting to show recovering addict or whatever, but that's the real reason behind them being let go from the show is due to him not being sober, is what Macy is saying, or a source is saying that Macy is saying.
Macy would not agree to film until the network agreed that Ryan would no longer film. So he's at the jail right now. We'll see. Mm-hmm. He has no bond. He goes to court on August 6th, so that's coming up. Mm-hmm. And he will be in jail until that court date. So we'll have to wait and see what happens
with that.
Yeah. But from what she was saying, it is Mackenzie is about ready to pop, and that will be in October. So this is just not a great time for her to have to be dealing with all of this either.
It's all those planets aligning and Mercury and retrograde. I don't know. What's all that stuff?
Maybe I go crazy.
The other part
of 7 planets aligned right now.
The other part of our news based off of what happened last week on Teen Mom 2 with Janelle and everything. The other driver, Robert Robinson Jr., he came out and said that him and his neighbors were all armed.
And crazy.
He was talking about how it could have very much that incident could have escalated because of that, and that he always keeps a gun in his car. So he's basically saying that she's lucky that that Jace was in the car, I guess, because that's what made him not grab his gun as well.
Wow, Robert Robertson
Jr.
Junior. That's
a lot of Roberts.
Like, what is this? The Wild Wild West? Like, why is everyone carrying guns on them? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
My 26 years of life, I've never felt the need to carry a gun on me.
Yeah, he
what
told.
What state is that again?
North Carolina.
So I don't ever go there.
Right, so I avoid it.
He told TMZ that Evans was lucky to be alive as he alerted his neighbors when he saw her coming toward his house, and they were all allegedly armed.
Crazy.
But, like, not that I don't like guns whatsoever, but I understand that he's like, yeah, I had a gun because she got out of the car with a gun. And it's like,
and followed him.
Yeah.
Followed him. That's the worst part of the whole thing.
So everything Barb was saying, and I was holding back my opinion from it because I wanted to put that in the news section, but everything that Barb was saying on this episode is kind of validated from just that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that tea that was scalding hot, as the kids say. I'm a millennial. Okay, so obviously this is the season finale, so we don't really have predictions, but what would you guys like to see in...
Well, we have predictions for the reunion.
That's true. I was going to say, what would you guys like to see in the reunion special?
I'm probably most excited to kind of see the whole... Kaylin and Brianna.
Yeah. I want to see Brittany and Kale fight so bad.
I want Brittany to have her mic muted. I can't stand the thing she says.
So they're the ones that are going to fight in the next episode?
Yeah, I mean, it was already announced beforehand, but there's a whole thing that happens on stage during the reunion, which actually made Brianna leave the reunion and made Chelsea leave the reunion.
In the preview, it showed Brittany like jumping over the couch, like she was ready to
apparently
go.
Apparently, some stuff happens between Kayla and Brianna, and so Brittany, being Brittany, tries to attack Kayla on stage, and Brianna tries to attack Kayla on stage, and then ended up leaving. That's when all the rumors went around, and that's when Brianna was saying that she quit the show, and then we find out now that that's not true, that she's now signed on for the new season, but. Yeah, so I'm kind of, I mean, and we know that Chelsea also left the reunion because of that, because she doesn't want her kids around that. So,
snaps for her.
Yep. Well, it's not goodbye, everybody, because we will be here next week for the reunion.
Yes, we will. But until then, ladies, where can they find you guys?
I'm Heather Geisler, and you can find me at 500 Days of Heather.
And I'm Mackenzie Fain. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain.
And I'm Brianna Phipps. You guys can find me at Bri_Phipps, PHIPPS.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. Until next time, bye.
Bye, everybody.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.